Chapter 15. He who fears the Lord will do this. He who is practiced in the law will come to wisdom. Mother-like, she will meet him. Like a young bride, she will embrace him. Nourish him with the bread of understanding, and give him the water of learning to drink. He will lean upon her and not fall. He will trust in her and not be put to shame. She will exalt him above his fellows. In the assembly, she will make him eloquent. Joy and gladness he will find, an everlasting name inherit. Worthless men will not attain to her, haughty men will not behold her. Far from the impious is she, not to be spoken of by liars. Unseemly is praise on a sinner's lips, for it is not accorded to him by God. But praise is offered by the wise man's tongue, its rightful steward will proclaim it. Man's free will. Say not, "It was God's doing that I fell away," for what he hates he does not do. Say not, "It was he who set me astray," for he has no need of wicked man. Abominable wickedness the Lord hates, he does not let it befall those who fear him. When God in the beginning created man, he made him subject to his own free choice. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. It is loyalty to do his will. There are set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. He is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God see all he has made. He understands man's every deed. No man does he command to sin, to none does he give strength for lies.